And you say 5 acres. That's big. That's big. That's a lot of property. So somebody coming from the city, 5 acres, that's a lot. That's manifest destiny right there. Pat Remington. I've lived in 29 Palms for 30 years. We were originally in Los Angeles, and prior to that we were in England and decided to emigrate. The original Homestead Act was passed, I believe, in 1862, and the idea was to make people move from the east, sort of cultivate further west, and so they'd be given 160 acres or more sometimes, basically just for a filing fee, and the idea was to live on it, to build a dwelling, to start growing stuff, you know, agriculture, or maybe it might even be cattle or sheep, whatever. Of course, the deserts were kind of places you just did not bother going. However, out here in the 29 Palms and the Mojave Desert area, after World War I, it was discovered that it was a perfect area for people who had any kind of lung disorders. Now, whether they had TB or whether they had bronchitis or that sort of thing, or even had mustard gas poisoning from World War I, the dry desert air was efficacious. It wouldn't necessarily cure them 100%, but it would be a big help. A gentleman named Paul Whitmer, who worked for the Bureau of Land Management in Los Angeles, was wondering about these people from 29 Palms, so he decided to take a little trip out. Mr. Whitmer did the 120 miles from LA to 29 Palms, saw absolutely no sign whatsoever of agriculture, but he met all these healthy people who'd all come out with various ailments and who had, in fact, recovered their health. Walt Whitmer realized that the desert would be an excellent place for rest and recuperation, recreation, but it certainly didn't need 160 acres. So he went back to Los Angeles and tried to get an act passed. He didn't get it done straight away, it took him several years, but by 1938, the Baby Homestead Act, or Jackrabbit Homestead Act, was in fact passed. Not too many people were actually taking up these things. It was just prior to World War II, there was trouble in Europe and so on and so forth. And then, of course, there was the outbreak of World War II. You had gas rationing, you didn't have paved roads, etc., etc., etc. After World War II, the military had come out here, and so therefore there was a paved road. After the war, there was no more gas rationing. They could get tires, and they could take the trip out. And people came and started filing on these 5-acre homesteads all over the Mojave Desert. Both homestead acts required that you had a habitable dwelling put on it. It had to be a minimum of 10 by 12. With the 5-acre ones, some of the people only would come out for the weekend, so it was just basically a roof over your head, so your little 10 by 12 was just fine. Maybe you wanted to sleep inside when it was inclement weather. But for the most part, you know, you were camping. And so you built a little fire outside and you cooked your hot dogs and maybe slept outside in your sleeping bag or whatever. The people that came out here were not country folk used to hardship. These were people who lived in Pasadena, in different parts of LA. They were used to electricity. They were used to running water. Here they are, A, having to build something themselves, because for the most part they couldn't afford to have somebody build it for them. They were used to, you know, city stuff, but they got to know the beauty of the desert. They didn't whine and moan about it. They suddenly realized how beautiful it was to be able to see the stars at night. People came out just basically for the weekends. No electricity, there was no nothing, wide open spaces, and some people stayed, added to their homes, became permanent residents. Others stayed or left, or maybe when they died their families weren't interested, and the poor little homesteads themselves fell victim to vandals, to the weather, the pack rats, etc., etc. So for quite some time, every 5 acres, there were these funny little shacks, particularly if, as we're talking about 29 Palms, to the east 29 Palms, which later was called Wonder Valley.